We engage our practice by taking very deliberate time to settle. Settle into the body, the heart, the mind. And as best we can, with a friendly interest, with some open-heartedness and even some courage, we check in with ourselves and just noticing whatever thoughts and emotions are bubbling up. We take a reading too on the body. Sometimes troubling thoughts and emotions connected to sensations. Sometimes there's a bit of contentment, happiness that we can also sense into in the body. Just noticing. Letting the awareness itself help the body, heart, mind soften and open into some present moment ease and awareness. So we have a bit of a sense of the territory of the heart, mind, body in these moments, what we're bringing into practice. And then a little bit of resolve to be here even more by really engaging with the body and the posture. So if you haven't already, really planting yourself and taking that unconditional support of the earth. Feeling the feet and your bottoms, your legs. Simultaneously, a sense of uplift through the torso, and you might find it helpful to ensure that your knees are a little lower than your hips. And you might find it helpful to roll your shoulders a few times in each direction. And a last couple of rolls of the shoulder that go up, back, and down so that, as I've instructed before, the shoulders go back and down and the shoulder blades kind of flatten to the back, to the ribs. And with this, the chest lifts, the heart may open physically, and you may start to feel the heart open a little emotionally. And yet still feeling planted, supported by the earth through our bottoms, our feet. Sense of gravity to the hands at the lap. And the head nicely balanced on the neck, the eyes softened downwards. And just noticing how this posture feels. You might feel quite grounded. You might possibly feel even a sense of courage through the heart, chest area being upright and open. And with this same open-hearted awareness, beginning to connect with breathing if you haven't already. Noticing how freely given the breathing is, the air is freely offered. The support of the earth is freely offered to all. And simply letting the awareness rest on the breathing. While you still have a good sense of being supported by the earth and upheld and breathed, wherever it's easy to feel breathing. When thoughts and emotions and various other body sensations and sounds arise, can we just hold them along with this sense of body sitting and being breathed without getting lost in them? Just let them move through. Each time we let go of all of these things that want to grab our attention, come home to our breathing, we're gathering ourselves in the present moment so that we have a sense, a capacity to respond skillfully and peacefully to this life. That we can be an ambassador of peace. And as you feel ready and interest, you might care to gradually let your awareness expand around where you're feeling the breathing so that you have a sense of the whole body being breathed, breath and body together. Within breath and body as a whole, really connecting again with the postures we established. Connecting again with that groundedness through feet and legs, bottom and hands. The sense of uplift through the torso to the top of the head. Possibly a feeling of open-heartedness, of courage. Through the chest. A determination to meet this life with courage and calm. possibly facilitating that determination with each in-breath, a silent whisper, courage, courage. And with each out-breath, calm, calming. Feeling the uplift through the in-breath, courage. Feeling the releasing, the ease through the out-breath, calm, calming, that settling back in. Perhaps through our practice, we've touched some sense of courage and calm. To appreciate that in the body, the heart, the mind. Perhaps we have no sense of those sentiments whatsoever, but perhaps within that there's a knowing of possibility to be appreciated. And regardless of our experience, we can nonetheless resolve to be an ambassador for peace within ourselves, our closest relationships, our communities, perhaps even beyond. And asking ourselves, where is there a need for peace within myself, my life, the world around me, that I might contribute in some simple way, whether it be by simply being very grounded, having an attitude of open-heartedness, metta, offering a smile, listening, maybe even something a little more active in the community, in the world. Knowing whatever we resolve will be helpful. Letting go of the outcome. And in these last few moments, just feeling that groundedness, that unconditional support of earth and air. And that simple being here-ness to wait on this life. With courage and calm.